The facility is actually a large room in Stewart Center, only big enough for a few desks and a small seating area. But interim director Victoria Leung says it's a start. Purdue already has cultural centers for Black, Latino, Native American, and LGBTQ students. But Leung says because there's such a large Asian American and international Asian student population on campus, it was difficult to convince some people that those students need similar support.
It was kind of a misconception that we are self-sufficient and that we don't need a center to be able to support each other because there's so many of us. But that is a misconception because we don't have a place to convene together. So everyone has their little groups and different alcoves in different parts of campus, but we needed a place to bring everyone together.
The latest statistics from the university's Office of Enrollment Management Analysis and Reporting show that in 2013-2014, there were roughly 1,800 Asian American students on the West Lafayette campus and more than 7,500 international Asian students. That compares to around 1,200 African American students and a few dozen who identify as Native American. Leung actually began lobbying the Purdue administration for the Cultural Center when she was an undergraduate student, and she graduated last year but has put off going to graduate school to serve as the center's interim leader. Leung says she's been talking to the other Cultural Center directors on campus as well as Asian Cultural Center directors at other universities to get ideas and support. Melanie Castillo-Culliter is the director of Indiana University's Asian Culture Center, which has existed since 1998. She says she frequently heard from Purdue students wanting to start a center in West Lafayette.
I would say almost every 2 years we would get some students from Purdue asking us how we got the center established. And the students who are now alumni of Purdue, they did a really good job of not backing down.
Castillo-Culliter believes having cultural centers shows a university values diversity.
Not just from the administration's point of view, but for students to be in a place where there is that sense of belongingness and that sense of openness, a statement that says there are people who may not share the same background as you, but they're as welcome as anyone, is a big thing.
She says the IU Center offers resources for Asian American and international Asian students, sponsors educational programs for the entire campus, and advocated for creation of an Asian American Studies program and an Asian American Alumni Association. She says it's reasonable for Purdue to have similar goals.
It may have taken Purdue a while, but I would say that if they have resources now and they will invest more in it, I think even if they were just established this year, I would not see that as the downside.
Victoria Leung hopes the Purdue Center quickly becomes a gathering place for both domestic and international Asian students.
I want the students to be able to come here and, you know, socialize if they want. They can have meetings here if they would like. They can just come here for a place to talk to somebody. We'll be able to be here to talk comfortably with the students and offer whatever support network they need.
Leung says the space in Stewart Center is enough to get started, but she adds because students have been asking for the center for so long, in her mind, they've already outgrown the space. Leung hopes to secure a larger facility on campus within a few years. An opening ceremony for the Asian American and Asian Resource and Cultural Center will be held at the end of April. For WBAA News, I'm Kristen Malavenda.